Yud Ear, Wednesday the 29th of April, Rabbi Aaron Springer, Shomea Kaona, when does it apply?
There is a widely known halacha, halachic concept, shomea ka'ona. Listening is as if though one is saying, which is a halachic concept, that it is possible to be yotzei a mitzvah with listening. There are three parts of being yotzei a mitzvah. The mitzvahs that we do bedibur, that we have to say them. We have to daven, learn krishma, learn Torah. Mitzvahs are done with dibur. Other mitzvahs are done b'maitzah. We have to do them. We have to shake a lulav. We have to eat matzah. And there are mitzvahs which are equally as important. Mitzvahs which are done b'machshove, with our minds, with our hearts, such as the mitzvah of emunah, believing in Hashem, bitochen, trusting in Hashem, being dam lekatzchus, judging our neighbor, friend, favorably, ahavas Hashem and ahavas Yisrael, loving Hashem and loving the Ribbono Shel Olam, which are equally as important and are part of the Tariag mitzvahs that every Jew has to keep. Three parts: b'machshava, with our minds; b'dibur, with our speech; b'maiser, with our actions. The Torah was mechadish to us that mitzvahs that are done with speech can be also done with our ears, with listening. And we use the opportunity of using this halachic facility, Shemea Koine, regularly. Now, where do we know this from? So the Gemara in Sukkah brings a proof that it is possible to be yoitze mitzvahs that are supposed to be done bedibur, with our speech. So the Gemara brings a proof that it's possible to be done with throughout listening. The Gemara's proof is from what people do. In the times of the Gemara, when they said Hallel, they didn't say it exactly like we're saying it now. The Chazan used to say Baruch Haba, and the whole Olam used to answer B'Shem Hashem. They didn't say Baruch Haba. Ask the Gemara. If so, how are they Yotzer? When one says Hallel, one has to say every single word. It's a Takon of Chazal. How is the Olam saying Baruch Haba? Answers the Gemara. So we see from here, Shemea Koine, since everyone in the Kehillah is listening to the Chazan, and the Chazan is saying Baruch Haba, it's as if each and everyone is saying Baruch Haba. From here we see something very strong, one of the great Yesodis in Yiddishkeit. If Klal Yisrael is doing a certain action, and Gedolei Yisrael are sanctioning it and not stopping it, one doesn't say, and it seems to us it's not according to the strict halacha, one doesn't say Klal Yisrael is not acting according to halacha chas v'sholem. The other way, on the contrary, we learn a new halacha out of it. We have to see, what new halacha don't we know? So the Gemara says, Minayin b'shemei ha'koine. How do we know that it's possible to be a Shomer Ke'oyne, to listen, and through listening, be Yotze, as if one is saying it, since Klal Yisrael is doing this. Now, not every many one can just say, if Klal Yisrael is doing it, it's correct. Only Gedoyle Yisrael can tell us which Minhagim, if Klal Yisrael is doing it, obviously that's the way to do it, or which Minhagim are contrary to Halacha, and the Gedoyle Yisrael tell us it should be stopped. But when the Gedoyle Yisrael tell us this is a Minhag that is correct, we learn the Halacha out of it. Another Mekoy, the Prima Godin, brings something very interesting. He wants to say that we learn from the Torah itself, Shemea Ke'oyne. In the Torah it says, we are now almost less than exactly 30 days before Shavuos. When the Ribono Shleilem gave Matan Torah, it says in Pasuk, Vehitaharu, Vehechalifu Simlo Seichem. 3 days before Matan Torah, Vehitaharu, one had to purify oneself. One had to do Tevila, and whoever was a Tomei Meis had to have Hora Aduma in order to enter the Matan Torah. Says the Tosfos, why did they have to go to Mikveh before Matan Torah? They didn't enter Beis HaMikdosh. Why was it necessary? Says Tosfos something very interesting. Because the whole of Klal Yisrael said Aseres Hadibros on Shavuos morning. So all of us will ask, Klal Yisrael said Aseres Hadibros? Klal Yisrael heard Aseres Hadibros. Onoichi v'lo yeh mipi ha'gvura shamanum. We heard it. Says the Prima Godin from here. We are mistaken. Since there is a concept of Hashemea Koine, whole of Klal Yisrael said Aseres Hadibros on Shavuos morning. They heard it from the Ribono Shleilem, and through listening to the Ribono Shleilem, it was as if they were all saying the Aseres Hadibros. And in order to say the Aseres Hadibros, one may not be a Tomei, one has to purify oneself. Which gives us a great chizuk for the Shavuos, which is in less than a month's time. It says in the Arizal that every year, since on the anniversary of the first occasion, everything happens again. The Ribono Shleilam is going to say the Aseres Hadibros on Shavuos, and we are all going to say it with him. Shemea Kohina, which, as one understands, one has to prepare oneself, before the Shavuos, in order to be able to say the Aseres Hadibros with a complete, pure body and heart. Now, Shemea Ke'oyne is a halachic concept, and it is used, one can use it to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. If one can't talk, or if it's not feasible, one can be Yotze through listening. But, even so, how far does it take us, the halacha of Shemea Ke'oyne? We will try and address, time permitting, 4 different shailas in the concept of Shemea Ke'oyne. Listening is like saying. One shaila is it Lechatchila? Is it the most preferable method to do? If I have an opportunity to say Kriyas Shema by myself, and I have the same opportunity to be quiet and listen to my friend, my neighbor saying it, is there any hiddur? Is it preferable for me to say it or not? Listening is as good as saying it. I can just keep quiet and be yotze from him. We know there is a concept, mitzvah boy yotze mi bishlucha. That means, although one can send a shliach to do mitzvahs for oneself, when one needs to be boidik chometz in one's own house, one can send a shliach to do it, one can send someone else, you go and be boidik my chometz, one can send somebody to burn my chometz, but it's not the most preferable method. Mitzvah boi yoser mibishluchay. It's preferable for a person to do things himself. Go and be boidik chometz yourself. Go and burn the chometz yourself. And so on. If it's impossible, then you have another plan B, which isn't preferable, but it's possible to be yoitzer, plan B, send a shliach. The question is, in Shemei HaKohene, does that have the same criteria? Do we say that preferable you leave things yourself, or it's just as preferable to listen from someone else? And we will find it's a machloikas. Rashi and Tosfos say it's preferable to say things oneself than to give it over to someone, than to listen from someone else. And the Rashba argues, he says, it's just as preferable to say to listen from someone else. Another shaila, a very interesting shaila. Shemea is koine. Listening is like saying. If so, let's ask the shayla. If someone is holding a middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he's up to Vela Malshinim, he's davening along Shemoneh Esrei, he has a lot of Kabbalah, and the Chazan has started the Hoche Shemoneh Esrei, the Tefillah B'Tzibur, Chazor Es Hashatz. And the Chazan arrives to Kedusha, and he's holding by Alat Tzadikim. He can't say Kedusha. May he stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and be quiet and listen to the Chazan, and thereby be Yotze Kedusha through Shemei HaKohene, through listening. Or not. Since just as he's not allowed to say it, because by saying it, would be a hefsek if somebody would start ala tzadikim v'ala chassidim and then go on to say mekadosh Hashem chavoylom, he may have to start Shemoneh Esrei again. He's not being frum, he's doing something terribly wrong. He's making a hefsek in Shemoneh Esrei. So, maybe the case would be, if he would listen, he would be doing the same thing. He thinks he is grabbing two birds with one stone, Shemoneh Esrei and Kedusha. And meanwhile, with his listening to Kedusha, he's demolishing his Shemoneh Esrei. Is that correct or not? Weiter, we have a machlokes between the poskim. Another shaila. If one hears different, if the words of the ones making the bracha is different to the words that I'm supposed to say, but it has the same substance. I will explain what I'm talking about. Let's give an example. Someone has just arrived from abroad. He has to say Birkas HaGoimel. He's traveled overseas. The Yurid HaYam, he has to say Birkas HaGoimel. What is the nusach of Birkas HaGoimel? Baruch HaGoimel L'chayovim Toivim Shegmolani Kol Tov. Thank you Hashem who has given me all goodness. That is the nusach of the bracha of HaGoimel. And what does the Tzibur answer? Mi Shegmol Cho Kol Tov. The one who granted you all good things, if one will think about it, it's the same bracha. They are both referring to the one who's just traveled. The one who says, Shegmolani Kol Tov, he's talking about himself in first person. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given me all good. And the Tzibur are also talking about him. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you good things. So the substance of the bracha is the exact same substance. We are thanking Hashem for granting good for this person who has just traveled. But the words are not the same words. The one who says the bracha talks about first person, that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave me good things, and the ones who are saying it are talking second person, are saying Shigmolcho, that you were nigla. So the shaila is, if a person has just arrived from America, he comes to shul, he's missed everything, but he hears the whole tzibur saying, Mi Shigmolcho Kol Toiv, Hu Yigmolcho Kol Toiv Selo. That's what he hears. Now, it's too late for him to come and say Birkas HaGoyimel for whatever reason. Does he have to say Birkas HaGoyimel now? Or has he been Yoytze? Can we say he was Yoytze from Shemei HaKoyimel? He heard everyone saying, Mi Shigmolcho Kol Toiv. Or not? Why not? Because the bracha that you had to make was Shigmolani Kol Toiv. The bracha was supposed to be first person. You can't be Yoytze from second person. We find a machloikis in that too. Another machloikis we find is, does it help for half a bracha? Does Shemei HaKoina help for half a bracha? If a person has decided, for whatever reason, I will listen to my friend saying, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, and then I'll continue, I'll be Yotze Shemei HaKoina, through listening, I'll be Yotze Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu. And then I leave him, I tell him, now I've decided to speak for whatever reason, and I finish off saying, Melech Olam Borei Pri Haetz. Is that correct? Does that work? Or does one need a complete bracha? Either one says it completely, or one listens completely. We will address these four shailas. The first shaila was, Is it lechatchile? Is Shemei HaKoina something that can be done? No problem. There's no preference to doing it saying it oneself than to listen from someone else. So Rashi and Tosfos have said it's not lechatchile. It's not lechatchile. Not lechatchile is a bit of a strong word, because in halach lechatchile and b'dieved really means like this. B'dieved comes from the root of b'di'avad. B'di'avad means that he's done it. Meaning like this. A yid always has to strive to do things l'chatchila. B'dieved means, if you didn't do it on the most l'chatchila digger form, you are yoytze. B'di'avad, if you did it, you are yoytze. You don't have to redo it again. But to do something b'di'evet, that's not correct if you're holding beforehand. You may not do something b'di'evet, is only b'di'avad if you've done it. There is another concept called b'shas hadchak k'di'evet omer. If something is, if you're in a shas hadchak, you're in all kinds of reasons what could be, which is impossible or very, very difficult to do the l'chatchile digger form, you may do it b'di'evet. B'shas hadchak k'di'evet omer. But b'di'evet is very, very not the seder. It's not to be done, only if one has no other prayer, no other choice. But the concepts that we're talking here now don't have, like in mitzvah bo yoytze mibishluchay, that means if someone sends a shliach, he's not doing something b'di'evet. B'di'evet is too harsh a term. Mitzvah bo. Mitzvah in parlance of Chazal means the most mehudadige, beautiful and special way of doing something. And there is less special. If one sends a shliach, it's less special. It's not b'di'evet. B'di'evet is just a term, just to understand the concept. But b'di'evet is really a harsh term that Chazal used for certain mitzvahs that one does b'di'evet. But if one sends a shliach, that's not b'di'evet. It's just not the most preferable way. So the same thing here, if one listens to Shemei HaKoina, it's certainly not a b'di'evet. But Rashi and Tosfos say it's not the preferable way, and a yid always has to try, just as though he just like he beautifies everything he does, he tries to have a nice house and he tries to make a nice chasna and wear nice clothes, one should also beautify one's mitzvahs and do it the most nice and beautiful way. But Rashi and Tosfos say it's not the most beautiful way to listen. The Rashba says something very interesting. The Rashba brings a proof that it must be lechatchila. That's the Rashba says it must be. It's one is allowed to do it lechatchila. Why? Because the Rashba says it says in halacha, which is a halacha that needs to be known. If someone arrives late to shul, and let's say he come late to Shacharis, and the whole Olam is holding by Ashrei. Everyone is holding by Ashrei. Says the Rashba, says the Halacha, one may not start davening in that minyan. One has to wait for another minyan. Because by the time the you will come to Shmoneh Esre, they will be in the middle of Shmoneh Esre, so you won't be davening with a minyan. Says the Rashba, I have an answer for him. Why don't we say he should keep quiet when he comes to Goal Yisrael? He should keep silent, and then when the Shliach Tzibur starts, he should be Yotzei from Shemei Akoine. You should listen to every word from the Shliach Tzibur. Why doesn't he do that? And then he'll have everything. He'll have davened and be Yotzei the Shmoneser. Says the Rashba, because he's making too much of a hefzik, a gap, between his Goal Yisrael and listening to the chazan. So the poskim ask, why doesn't the Rashba say something else? He should say because Shemei HaKoyne isn't lechatchila. Again, the Rashba said, if someone comes late to shul, and he would wait for the chazan to say Goal Yisrael, he would wait at Goal Yisrael, and the chazan would start, and then wait for the chazan, then it would be too much of a gap. So the poskim asked, why doesn't the Rashba say, because listening is not preferable? So we see from this Rashba that he holds, no, he argues with Rashi and Tosfos. He says, Shemei HaKoyne is just as preferable as other things, as saying it oneself. This halacha, it just hasn't with Shemei HaKoyne, but since we're mentioning it, in halacha, there's a machlokes between the mekubolim and the halacha, if one comes late to shul. If one comes late to shul, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, strict halacha says, gives a whole state of which parts of Pesukei de Zimra one should leave out and say after davening, in order to catch tefillah b'tzibur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mogen Avraham and Mishneh Berurah bring the Mekubalim, who say, no, it's a terrible thing, Pesukei de Zimra has to be said on the Seder, first Hoidu, then Mizmor and Seder, and so on. One shouldn't say it after davening. So the Halacha says it's possible to leave it out, and the Mekubalim say it isn't. And there are, you can mostly, people who aren't Hasidim usually follow the Shulchan Aruch, and people who are more into Kabbalah start and say, we don't want to be, it's called being mahapich, the tzinoiris. It's one doesn't leave out parts of Pesukei de Zimra in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur. This is a machloikis, what to do up here, halacha or to do up here, Kabbalah. I heard from a chasha berov in Yerushalayim, both these camps are doing wrong. Both the person who comes to shul, if he came late, and says, I want to daven tefillah b'tzibur, I will leave out parts of Pesukei de Zimra as it says in Shulchan Aruch, in order to catch tefillah b'tzibur. And both the one who says, no, I have to say, I'm worried about the Mekubalim, and I will say all the halalukas kaseida, in order not to be mahapach the tzinoiris, are doing wrong. Why? Why are they doing wrong? Shulchan Aruch says so. The Mekubalim says so. All these halachas were given, were said 200, 300 years ago. When people lived in a small town, there was one shul, there was one minyan. So you had no choice. So if you wanted to catch a tefillah b'tzibur, you had to leave out halalukas. if you wanted to, the Mekubalim came and said, don't leave it out. But nowadays that we have Minyonim, and each town usually, unless one will miss Zman Krishna or Zman Tefillah, but if it's possible to go and catch a Minyan somewhere else, both camps are doing wrong. This one who is leaving out his Psukkah de Zimra, he has no right. Go and find a different minion somewhere and say Psukkah de Zimra properly. And this one who is saying Psukkah de Zimra properly and davening Tefillah when the whole Tzibur is holding Ba'asher Volitzi and he's up to Shemoneh Esrei, you're also wrong. You should have found, gone and found a minion. That's Emaima Amuska, what we were talking about. But we will try and explain. We said there are four different machlokes. Is it lechatchila to be yoytze from Shmei HaKoine? Is it a hefsek in middle of Shmei? If one listens, if one is holding in middle of Shmei Esrei and one listens to Kedusha, is it a hefsek? Is one allowed to be yoytze a bracha which is said in a different nusach with the same substance, such as he listens to Misha Gemolchol Kol Toiv and he's really supposed to say Boruch Shigmolani? And can he be yoytze from half a bracha? And there, each of these chayles is a machlokes. And one can explain all these machlokes and have one thread. What is Shemei HaKoine? What was Nischadesh? What is it? There are two ways of understanding it. One way is saying, we always thought till now that saying something is as if it is with one's lips, one's tongue, one's mouth. That's how you say, that's how one talks. So Shemei HaKoine tells us you can say something with your ears. That is the Chiddush. There's a different way of saying something. Koine! If a person listens, it's as if he said it. And if he says, if all of you come home today and tell your wives, I said a shiur today, you are completely correct. Since you've listened, it's as if you said it. That's one way of understanding Shemei HaKoine. Another way of understanding Shemei HaKoine? No. Listening is not saying. You have not said a shiur today. Yet. Shemeya has a din. Let's clarify it. It achieves the same purpose as if you've said it. It does whatever saying does. That is, just like one is mechuyev to say Krishna, read Kriyas Shema, if one listens, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll give you marks, I'll give you a zchus as if you said it. You haven't said it, but it's as if you said it. Again, how do we understand Shemei HaKoine? Is Shemei HaKoine as if you've said it? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, there's a fourth way of speaking, not with one, just with one lips, one's tongue and one's mouth. One can speak with one's ears. The Ribbono Shel Olam said so. Shemeya is Koine, you've spoken. Or, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, with one ears, one's listening. But listening is good enough. You are yotze all the mitzvahs with listening, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, even though I've told you to say it, but I've given a loophole. A loophole. Listening would achieve the same purpose. With that, we can understand all these machlokes. Rash, the machlokes is it lechatchila or not? If one says listening is as if he said it himself, then it's just as lechatchila. But if listening isn't saying, it only achieves the same purpose as saying, we can understand. Better do the preferable way of saying it and don't use the loophole. The same, we can understand the machlokes, is it a hefsek or not? If one says that Shemei HaKoine is as if he said it, then we're in serious problems. He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he goes and says Kedusha when he's in the middle of Aleph Tzadikim v'Aleph Chassidim. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But if it only achieves the same purpose as saying, then it's not a hefsek. To be mafsik in middle of Shemoneh Esrei is only when one talks in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and not when one is achieving the same purpose as talking. That's only halacha in being yotze. It's not physically talking. the same, we can understand the machlokes if one has said the same bracha with a different substance. If one is saying, if one is being yotze through Misha Gemalcha Kol Toiv, if one is being yotze from what the other person is saying, I need his exact words, then it's the wrong words. But if it's enough, the substance of the bracha, then we will be yotze. And the same case in being yotze half a bracha, which is also a machlokes. Can I be yotze half the bracha with shemea and half the bracha with actually saying it? If one says that shemea ko'ine means it's as if he said it himself, then we can be yotze half of it. He said it. No, he's saying it's in effect that he's saying the whole bracha. Half of it he's listening, which is a form of saying, and the other half he's actually saying physically. But both of them are saying physically, one with his lips, one with his ears. But if we say it's a new concept, you're not saying anything. It's a loophole that you can be yotze with listening, then you can't do half and half. You can't say half of the bracha and use the other half with a loophole. If you want to use the loophole, then that has to be the full bracha.
You haven't mentioned Omein once.
Omein? Because...
Yeah, you haven't said
it once. Because Omein is not part of Shemea Koine. Omein is a new concept. Even if Shemea Koine doesn't help, Omein can help us. Doesn't? Yeah.